I certainly look at the speak to the Taoiseach once again, just to reaffirm our concerns and the concerns of people who live along the border of what a return to any border would mean for people there, and just how catastrophic that would be.
All the noises coming from Europe would suggest that there won't be any special status which would allow Northern Ireland remain part of the EU after Brexit. Do you still believe there is a chance that the Irish government can pull something off here?
I think when people look at the difficulty and the practicality of putting a border back in place and how impractical and really impossible that is to do. You know, how do you seal off 220 roads to the extent that people cannot smuggle things like genetically modified crops or hormone-induced beef or things they are very, very worried about when we spoke to them recently. The impossibility of trying to seal off the border will dawn on people eventually, I think, and sooner the better.
The other point you're making is that in the event that there isn't a special status, the Irish government should have an absolute veto over any deal that's done between the EU and Britain. Now, the argument is each member state has got to approve a deal, so de facto, the Irish government has a veto already. Is that not enough?
We would hope that it is enough, but some of the vibes come from the Irish government. They're very concerned about their trade with Britain, and we don't want the message that there can be no border put back in place diluted because of any of those arrangements. You know, the reintroduction of a border, hard border, soft border, whatever, on this island would be a very, very detrimental thing, and a turn back to 20 years ago when we all remember what that was like. So it's just a pity that, you know, when we saw what the Spanish government did in relation to Gibraltar, that the Irish government should have been in there saying the same thing about the North.